gentlemen, you're listening to the Mac and T Show podcast. Here are your hosts, Ryan McKay and T. David.
This is the Mac and T Show. This is the Mac and T Show. We talk movies and TV shows, sports and world news, coasting like on a world cruise. Hosted by Brian McKay and T. Davis. Yeah. You can't tame us. We're going to the top, we're becoming famous.
What time is it?
It's time for the Mac and T Show.
What time is it?
I said it's time for the Mac and T Show.
Welcome back to the Mac and T Show podcast. T, late in the week last week, some news came through out of Dallas with Dez Bryant being released by the Cowboys. Obviously, this was a money-saving move. You know, an older receiver, going to turn 30 this year. Just time to save a little money, maybe spend it elsewhere. I know they picked up Allen Hurns, who was a young receiver from the Jacksonville Jaguars. But as far as where Dez Bryant may land, ESPN put out an article over the weekend of the top four possible landing spots. They have the Buffalo Bills, who have a young receiving core that they're saying maybe a veteran like Dez could go in and be a help to. They have the Green Bay Packers, which it would be interesting because it's really not something that the Packers do, bring in, you know, a player with, you know, questionable character issues from time to time. But, you know, they did sign Martellus Bennett, and that didn't work out. So, and they also lost Jordy Nelson as they released him after the season, and he's with the Raiders now. So they are looking for a receiver there in Green Bay. Also, we have the Baltimore Ravens, who are no strangers to bringing in players with chips on their shoulders, as you can see from times with Steve Smith Sr. and Mike Wallace. And lastly, and which would be it would be interesting, the New Orleans Saints, who, you know, just basically can make wide receivers out of anyone. Would be interesting to see him go there and play with Drew Brees. So, it's going to be interesting to see where Dez winds up. Of course, he could always wind up with the Rams. Rams seem to have everybody else this offseason. They just keep getting more and more loaded. They're making me nervous out there in the AFC West.
Well, good luck. Where we go? I mean, what, I don't know. They won a little bit, but they ain't really had great success with him, so.
I mean, the whole foolishness in the playoffs with the catch, non-catch rule that they had with against the Green Bay Packers a couple years ago, that's about as close as they've been to a Super Bowl since he's been there. And I don't know, it was an up and down, rocky road relationship the whole time they were there, and it just kind of ended the way it ended. I mean, he basically told them he'll see him twice next year. You know, in his mind, I guess he thought he was gonna go somewhere in the NFC East. I don't see him being a fit on any of those teams, but it could prove me wrong, and that's fine.
Maybe he's going to try to do what, what's the name doing, go to the 49.
Moving on to a little bit more uplifting story. Let's talk about your next future Lake All-Star.
Stop it. I hope you recorded this game, and I hope everybody got all the video footage, because we will not see him again.
But for everyone who doesn't know who we're speaking of, Andre Ingram played and made his Laker debut after spending 10 years in the G League. He made his Laker debut last week in their season finale against the Rockets. scoring 19 points on 6 of 8 shooting, including 4 of 5 from the 3-point line. And this is the part that I chuckled. I mean, because they're making such a big deal out of this guy. And God bless him. You know, 10 years in the G League, 32 years old, gray-headed. And you know,
I'm going to say, he looks like he's 40. Might be 45.
He had a very, very nice game. But this is the part that makes me chuckle about the story. They lost. The Rockets won the game.
And I don't think that that's the point. I think the point was like that it was just a good, feel-good story. The Lakers was probably going to lose that anyway. This guy been grinding all these years.
Right.
And finally got a chance to even just suit up with the NBA team. And then he had a good game. So I think it was more just to feel good. Like the results really didn't matter. But he still looked like he's 40. And I was like, dude, ain't no way he's 30.
As far as how it compares to other Laker debuts, his 19 points was the most in a Laker player debut since Nick Van Exel hit 23 in his 1993 debut. And then, obviously, you know, the other Laker great that is compared to, you got Magic in his Laker debut. That everybody remembers. He scored 26 points, and not the 26 points that you remember. You remember how he celebrated when Kareem hit the hook shot to win the game against the Clippers in his very first game, and he's like, he's hugging Kareem like they just won a championship. And, yeah, everybody remembers that moment.
And Kareem like, dude, we got 80-something more games. Stop it.
No. I don't expect you to get this. If you get it, I will be very impressed. But in my research, I found a little trivia I wanted to throw at you.
Oh, Lord.
That game against the San Diego Clippers, which the Lakers won 103-102, like we said, on Kareem Skyhook, there was a player that led both teams in scoring with 46 points. Can you guess the name of that player?
Who were they playing?
They were playing the San Diego Clippers. I've already told you that Magic had 26. So,
was he playing with Magic?
I will give you another hint. He was not. He was playing for the San Diego Clippers.
So I don't even know what that is. Like, is that a real thing? The San Diego Clippers are real.
I had a feeling that would be difficult because I didn't even realize that the Clippers had been in San Diego at any point. But anyway, World Be Free, 46 points.
Oh, no, World Be Free. I do know who World Be Free is.
Oh, I know. World Be Free, 46 points.
World Be Free can ball, though.
Yeah, 5 assists and 4 steals also on the game.
World Be Free can ball. He probably one of them people like, well, more people probably know Bernard King, but they were just straight out just to score.
Oh, yeah, and you couldn't stop him.
Yeah. Didn't know I'm still stuck on the San Diego Clippers, but go ahead.
But as far as Ingram's future, you know, if the Lakers don't work out, I got another spot for him. He could always go to the Big Three. In transition, the Big Three had their draft combine and their second year draft last week. Lots of where are they now type of names showed up at the combine. Kendall Gill, Olden Polonese.
Polonese, the one for me.
Yes.
I seen Kendall Gill doing some. I think he was on some college basketball and stuff, but go ahead.
Yeah, Smush Parker, Kareem Rush, Nate Robinson, you know.
Who can forget old Smush?
I haven't seen Olden Polonese. I'm guessing since that movie, Eddie, with Whoopi Goldberg, where she coached the Knicks.
I need that in my collection, but go ahead.
Yeah, I haven't seen him since that, and that's one of my favorite movies. Hadn't seen him since. But, yeah, so Olden showed up. Oh, you know what? That's a lie. He was on the reality show for Pam McGee, who is JaVale McGee's mother. that played at USC with Cynthia
Cooper. I didn't know she had a reality show, but I just
the quickly one season run of reality show on the own network.
It was one and done. Okay.
I enjoyed it, but he was on there because he was training one of her friends. It was a well known basketball player's son. I can't think of her name at this point. I have to go back in my archives and look at it. But he was on there because he came. Pam and Olden are old friends, and she got him to come and train the kid on one of the episodes. So that was interesting. But as far as the draft, now mind you, people, I know I'm on record as saying I didn't think the Big Three would be as successful as it was. I can be wrong, and I have no problem being wrong. They proved me wrong. They had a successful season. I really enjoyed watching it. I really enjoyed the fact that a local hero, former Chris Jackson, Mahmoud Abdul-Rauf, was such a big part of this deal. You know, one of the leading scorers, and he can just still flat out shoot.
He can shoot.
At age of 46, that's just something you don't ever lose, I suppose.
No, you don't.
But no, I just still don't get, I guess because Trilogy won the Big Three last year, I guess they don't get a draft pick, or maybe they just kept their team. I guess they just kept their team intact, maybe. I guess that's the deal, because there were players who actually played at some point in the Big Three last year who got drafted. I don't understand.
I think maybe you go back in the pot.
Maybe.
If you want to. If you don't feel like he was a good fit for your squad.
Yeah. But just some notable picks. I'm not going to go through them all, but Chris Anderson, Birdman, he got picked up by the Power, who is now going to be coached by Nancy Lieberman.
Okay, that's getting fun. Okay.
Yes, Jason Maxill, kind of a role playing big man in the NBA during his 12 seasons. He was picked up by Three's Company. Quentin Richardson, everybody knows of him with the Clipper fame, with him and Darius Miles. Mm-hmm. I wish they could have stayed together a lot longer and been more successful, because I just feel like when they were younger, they were on the come up. But let's see. Marcus Banks, who played with, I can't remember who it was, Big Three last year. I believe he played in the league. But he got picked up by the Ghost Ballers, and he'll be playing alongside Ricky Davis again, who they played with each other, I think, either in Cleveland or Boston. I can't remember which, in the NBA. Mike James, Bonzi Wells, Mario West, a bunch of low tier. I'm interested to see this year again. I want to see a rematch with Trilogy and a three-headed monster in the finals. That's who I want to see, because they had them. Oh, I was pulling for Mahmoud Abdul-Rauf and Rashard Lewis. I had them. They were going to upset Trilogy in my mind. And mm-hmm. Rashad McCants and them didn't let it happen. Kenyon Martin and that group. So I really want a rematch with them. I think that's going to be a heck of a show. But, yeah, another interesting season 2. Ice Cube, they're doing their thing. But on to some 5-on-5 basketball. Let's move on to the NBA playoffs. Every game won so far has been very entertaining, except for the two involving teams that are my picks, early picks to make the NBA Finals. I'm choosing to go right now with the Warriors, who destroyed the San Antonio Spurs. And even though I don't think they're quite ready, maybe about a year or so away, I'm choosing the Sixers to come out the East, who they handled the Miami Heat and didn't even have Joel Embiid. And they destroyed them. Raptors and Wizards, I think that's going to be a heck of a series. It's the only reason the Wizards are 8 seeds, because John Wall missed most of the season with an injury. So that's going to be a heck of a series all the way through. I'm going to tell you another one one of the games. Now, mind you, any game Saturday except for the Pelicans and Trailblazers, which was the late game, I did not see because we had a torrential downpour here and like hurricane-like water and rain and with rain comes a satellite outage and no TV for me on Saturday, so I did get to catch the end of the Trailblazers and Pelicans game, but which was very good. But a game I saw yesterday, Celtics and the Bucks. This one came down to the wire. It was just shot after shot. The last couple of minutes of the regulation in that game was something that you need, anybody has the opportunity, they need to go and check out, because just shot after shot after shot. You think that the Celtics are going to win it on Teddy Rozier's three-pointer with 0.5 seconds left, but the Bucks, I love the rule where you can call a timeout, get it to half court, and all that. That's my favorite rule ever. Every league ought to be implementing that rule. College men's basketball.
If I play good defense, why should you be able to call a timeout and move the ball all the way up the court?
It's all about the offense, girl. All about the offense. But no, they get it at half court, and Chris Middleton throws in a prayer to tie the game and send it to overtime. But I mean, just right, but even before that, like the last couple minutes, like I said, were just very, very entertaining. I already talked about Philadelphia and Miami. Cleveland lost their opening game to the Pacers, 98-80. Cleveland might be in trouble. I know.
They look bad.
Yeah.
And I kept saying, okay, LeBron's going to take over. And then I stopped watching it because I was like.
Now, mind you, they came back from 23 down. I understand. They made a nice run and came back. So the 18-point win is really not as, it was more or less free throws that pushed it to that. But, yeah, they got to figure something out. Go ahead.
This is probably going to go at least six. I think LeBron might be just the fact that I can push them over. But right. They don't need to have long bouts with people. Like, you can't have 6 and 7 game series all the way to the finals if you make it. Because, like you said, I like the 76ers, even though they're young, just because you can't handle, especially the way they're shooting now. I was giving Redick a hard time, but he been balling. All they shooters been on. They were lighting up whoever that was they played the other day. Who did they play? Did they beat up the Heat? They were lighting up the Heat.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But Cleveland just looked. I don't know. They just didn't look good.
Like I said, they made that run where they came back from 23 down. Until that happened, it looked like they were just kind of sleepwalking through the game. It's like they.
Yeah, it just didn't look. I don't know if it's the coach. Is it the? I don't know.
Well, LeBron, maybe he needs to stick to playing and stop coaching.
I don't know about all that. He had a triple double, but nobody else had any. This is the time when you probably start seeing how much you'll miss Kyrie, because he would be the other person that would get you 30 or something.
Mm-hmm. Another series I think is going to be very entertaining, at least coming off last night's game, is the Rockets and the Timberwolves. Timberwolves, it's like they were built for the playoffs. I know they just barely squeaked in, but they have a bunch of different pieces that seem to really, really fit well together. And they almost squeaked out game one. But if it wasn't for James Harden, who is clearly on his way to trying to get the MVP this year. And make up for last year's poor outing.
What was that? I don't think I ever seen a player do that. I feel like he was paid, like somebody had kidnapped his loved one and said, if you don't lose this game.
Oh, I thought you were about to say that the Monstars came in and took his talent.
No, they ain't steal his mojo. It was like Superman. Somebody had kidnapped his mama. Lex Luthor said, if you don't lose this game.
it's funny that the reports came out about Space Jam 2, being in the works with LeBron going to be the new star of it. And I remember that right about that time was when Harden had that game and people were putting on Twitter that they already started filming Space Jam 2.
That's bad. But yeah, the Timberwolves, you like having Jamal Crawford, old heads like that that's been in the fire. Mm-hmm. Jimmy Butler gonna have to do better than 13-3-5, but you know, it looked like the distribution of scoring was out, but they gonna need a, like, you need a star or somebody that's just like put the team on their back when they need to. I don't know, Towns had 8 points. I don't know what that's about. But anyway, that should be fine. You want them to go 6-7-2. At least the Warriors do. Mm-hmm. So they can get rest. Because I think the Warriors are going to sweep the Spurs.
Speaking of stars putting your team on your back, Anthony Davis had another huge game against the Trailblazers. 35 points and 14 rebounds. And after a late block by Jrue Holiday, the Pelicans sealed the victory against the Portland Trail Blazers, 97-95. And like I said, that was Saturday night, and that was another very entertaining game. So yeah, this playoffs looks like it's shaping up to be pretty good. Yeah,
it should be fun. I won't see anything that don't come up. Actually, my antenna was acting up, so I just barely saw some of the Cleveland game. I saw right around the third quarter, the last 2 or 3 minutes when they started to make their little run. What's his name got the and one. Then Love hit a three and got fouled, but he missed a free throw. And they had got it cut it to like 7 or something. But apparently that was the end of their comeback, because I looked up and I was like, dog, they still got blown away.
I forgot about this game, which was the late game last night, the Thunder and Jazz. Paul George, I don't know where he's been. I mean, I know he's had a decent season by his account, but yesterday he exploded. 36 points, 7 rebounds, and just looked like the old Paul George. Like he just finally found his rhythm. And also, speaking of finding yourself, Carmelo Anthony seemed to have a little bit of fountain of youth in him. He played a lot better than he's played. Now, he didn't shoot very well, but as far as just being involved and doing the things that are not on the stat sheet, his name popped up a lot yesterday. And, you know, Russell always has his big game, almost, you know, two assists shy of another triple-double. So, yeah, Oklahoma City could be finally piecing things together here. Make them a nice little run for Paul George and LeBron go off and join Andre Ingram in L.A. next year.
Stop it!
Do you have anything you would like
to... Well, I mean, I thought we would... The WNBA draft did happen.
It did. Asia Wilson, as expected, went first to the Las Vegas Aces.
And I was like, when did Las Vegas get a team? When I saw that, I was like, oh, is this going to be a new team? Is this their first year? Or am I missing something?
They're a transplant from San Antonio.
Oh, okay.
So they came on over from San Antonio. Let's see some other notable. Oh, Victoria
Beckham. The Seals went to number 3.
Yeah, with Chicago. Chicago had back-to-back picks, got the Shields from Tennessee, and more recently a Turkey. And number 4 pick, they took Gabby Williams, the forward from UConn. So that was two big pickups as they're looking to rebuild. Let's see.
Lexi Brown, D. Brown's daughter.
Lexi went to, where did Lexi wind up?
The Sun.
Yes, Connecticut, good call. Yes, Connecticut Sun. Victoria Vivens wound up in Indiana, and I know they picked up one more person, if I could just find their name. Yeah, Indiana, I thought, had the best, I mean, they basically got us two, I mean, obviously Kelsey Mitchell with the second pick, the scorer out of Ohio State, and then Victoria Vivens, who dropped to 8. I thought that was two big-time pickups. The Aces, like I said, got Asia Wilson and Jamie Nard from Tennessee and Ray Jean Lewis of LSU. So they got a nice little SEC connection. Atlanta Dream picked up Monique Billingsley from UCLA. Big time player. I really liked her out of UCLA. Also Mackenzie Ingram from hometown Georgia Bulldogs, and Christy Wallace from Baylor, who tore ACL and missed most of last season. But let's see. Jordan Canada, point guard, UCLA, went to Seattle. I'm assuming she may be the heir apparent to Sue Bird if Sue Bird ever retires.
Yeah, it's time to go ahead and be a coach.
She seems like she's been playing forever. But God bless her. Kia Nurse, another UConn star, went to New York along with Mercedes Russell, the big 6'6 center from Tennessee. Nothing else, you know, just really, really notable. A bunch of trades happened, which, you know, it's becoming more and more common. They used to be, you know, they just had the draft and you might get one trade, but now they're becoming more and more like the NBA. People are trading picks and, you know, making moves. But yeah, I really wish that they would get to a point with the WNBA draft where they could keep it on one network. Like, it bothers me. It bothers me that they go the first hour on ESPN2 and then they move the second hour to like ESPNU. And it bothers me. It's always going to bother me. And
yeah, it seems like they should be established enough to be able to be on one station the whole time, but whatever. Has anybody heard anything about A Wrinkle in Time?
No, but it's on my list to go see. I have not. Hadn't heard anything about it. Hadn't read anything on it, so I don't know.
Okay. Because I was like, that did happen, didn't it? And then I was like, nobody said it was good, it was bad, it was okay. Now, wasn't it I'm tripping. Is that based off a book?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Clearly, I didn't read the book as a kid either.
I'm sure I was supposed to, but
no idea what this is supposed to be about.
Right.
Oh, well. I'm looking forward to Incredibles because I was just watching they got a little commercial on Aetna. You know, Aetna is the designer of that outfit.
Right. Mm-hmm.
She got her own little thing about how she designed a Jack's uniform and all, and they talk about Aetna like she was a superstar. Yes. I'm looking forward to that. I'm curious about Wreck-It Ralph and where they're going to go with them moving out of the old arcade into the internet. That should be interesting.
Right.
And then I feel like it was another cartoon that I was looking forward to. But those are two, y'all know I love cartoons that I'm looking forward to. I'm not sure, but Rampage is supposed to be the best movie this weekend, but I didn't understand it. And if y'all put The Rock in, and I love Dwayne Johnson, I like him a lot. I'm about tired of seeing him at some point. Like, y'all gonna overdo it. I know he gonna keep taking jobs because he gonna get his money, but I'm just like, I'm tired of seeing it in every movie.
Oh, don't worry. He's got 15 more in the works right now. Okay. They're coming.
It's just like, well, put him in a love story and see can he do that. Because we haven't seen that. We've seen him be fun and with the kid and the game, with the little girl. Game plan, I meant.
Oh, yeah.
We've seen some comedic looks with Central Intelligence. He always, you know, rough and tumble. Fast Five and jumping off buildings and all this. Rampage seemed to still be on that. I didn't see Jumanji. Did you see it?
It was good. I enjoyed it.
Was it comedic or was it?
It was a little bit of everything. Of course, you got your comedy because you got Kevin Hart in there and Jack Black. But yeah, it had a little bit of everything. And
so now I need them to give him a love story just so we can see if he can do that, pull that off.
T want him to have range. Look, this man just trying to make his...
I need range.
This man is doing as many movies as he possibly can, as quick as he can, because he's trying to get that money so he can get his campaign started in 2020.
That y'all, man ain't running listen, for no
this. Listen, he, 2020, mark it down. Oh, yeah. So,
I'm looking forward to the cartoons. I feel like Infinity War should be out soon, right?
Yeah, April 21st, next Friday.
Okay, so next Friday, we got that coming. Oh, actually
this Friday.
I was going to say, actually, people, that's this weekend. they ain't been doing a good job public. Okay, and I don't watch a lot of TV, so they could be doing
you would have seen on TNT, they had it about every other commercial.
Okay, so I'm sorry, people. This is what happened when you have antenna and then you don't watch TV hardly any. And I just want to say for the record, it's going to get worse before it get better because now I can't hardly even go online and pull stuff up without them telling me I have 59 minutes to watch. I was trying to watch Empire the other day, and it was like I only had 59 minutes left for free something. And I was like, really, y'all starting to charge for something that I can watch free on with the antenna? Come on, people. So I don't know what I'll just be watching a bunch of movies on something, I guess, and I ain't gonna even know what's happening on TV soon.
Yeah. Well, do you have anything else you'd like to share
I'm just looking forward to Incredibles more than probably anything.
Me too. I'm really because I like the fact that the baby's gonna be the main focus.
Well, and the mama now, she out working and he got to stay home and try to take care of the kids and he on the struggle bus.
Oh, Lord, he's going to be Mr. Dad.
Yes. You remember me trying to help Jack.
Oh, yes.
And then the kid need help with the math. He was like, this is the new math. Why did they change math? And I think that's hilarious because I have seen what they have done to some math and I'm like, I understand that. Concept of what you're doing, but I feel like this is just the longer way to do this.
I agree.
Neither here nor there. So that's about it for me.
Well, people, as always, I'm one of your co-hosts, Brian McKay, and I am with
T. It's still great to be me, Davis.
And this has been the Mac and T Show podcast. Thank you for listening.
This is the Mac and T Show. This is the Mac and T Show. We talk movies and TV shows, sports and world news, coasting like on a world cruise. Hosted by Brian McKay and T Davis. Yeah. You can't tame us. We're going to the top. We're becoming famous.
What time is it?
It's time for the Mac and T Show.
What time is it?
I said it's time for the Mac and T Show.